From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Russia on Thursday objected to a draft UN resolution that would put in place a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on eastern Ghouta. Russia asked for a meeting of the Security Council, at which its ambassador dismissed as not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries along with large-scale medical evacuations. The U.S. supports a ceasefire measure. Earlier Thursday, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Russia bears responsibility for the high number of civilian deaths in eastern Ghouta in the past few days.
More than 400 or so civilians have been horrifically killed by the Syrian regime. And as we all know, they're backed by not only Russia, but also Iran. It is a good reminder that Russia bears a unique responsibility for what is taking place there. Without Russia backing Syria, the devastation and the deaths would certainly not be occurring.
Russia may have deployed two of its latest generation stealth warplanes to Syria, according to video footage of a pair of Su-57s landing at a Russian airbase in the war-torn country. The reported development seen on social media comes amid rising alarm that the Syria conflict, which started out as an uprising against President Bashar al-Assad, is now split into several separate struggles that could erupt into a wider regional clash between outside powers. The video allegedly shows the Su-57s landing this week at Russia's Haimim Air Base, southeast of the city of Latakia, on Syria's Mediterranean coastline. It quickly circulated Thursday on social media sites. This is VOA News. For the second day in a row, President Trump spoke at length about school safety, advocating arming teachers with guns to thwart campus massacres.
We're going to do strong background checks. We're going to work on getting the age up to 21 instead of 18. We're getting rid of the bump stocks. And we're going to be focusing very strongly on mental health, because here's a case of mental health.
The president was asked by VOA News to respond to teachers who say they don't want guns in their classrooms. He said, "These would be people that actually would want them, and it would be a small percentage, but it would be a lot of people. And once you do this, you will have a situation where all of a sudden this horrible plague will stop." National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre on Thursday criticized advocates of tougher gun control laws, saying they won't prevent mass school shootings like the one that killed 17 people recently in Florida. Instead, he supported enforcement measures such as armed security in American schools.
Every day, young children are being dropped off at schools that are virtually wide open, soft targets for anyone bent on mass murder. It should not be easier for a madman to shoot up a school than a bank.
LaPierre spoke to the Conservative Political Action Conference, an annual event outside Washington, D.C., attended by thousands of conservative politicians, strategists, and activists. Anger and concern is growing among a group of parents in northern Nigeria who say as many as 100 of their daughters are still missing after an attack by the Boko Haram militants. Government officials in Yobe State say about 50 girls remain unaccounted for in the Monday evening attack on Dapchi Village. There have been some conflicting reports over the number of girls accounted for and how many remain missing. And the deputy director of the UN Children's Fund has resigned following complaints of inappropriate behavior while he was head of the British charity Save the Children. On Thursday, the UN agency said Executive Director Henrietta Fore today accepted Justin Forsythe's resignation from his position as Deputy Executive Director of UNICEF. Forsythe has been accused of sending inappropriate texts and making comments to female staff about their appearance while he headed Save the Children between 2011 and 2015. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.